The Towers of Trebizond by Rose Macaulay. Read by Claire Corbett for Naxos Audiobooks. Chapter 1.
"Take my camel, dear," said my Aunt Dot, as she climbed down from this animal on her return from High Mass. The camel, a white Arabian Dalur, single hump from the famous herd of the Ruola tribe, had been a parting present, its saddlebags stuffed with low-carat gold and flashy Orient gems, from a rich desert tycoon who owned a Levantine hotel near Palmyra. I always thought it to my aunt's credit that in view of the camel's provenance, she had not named it Zenobia, Longinus, or Aurelian, as lesser women would have done. She had instead always called it, in a distant voice, my camel or the camel. I did not care for the camel, nor the camel for me. But as I was staying with Aunt Dot, I did what she bade me, and dragged the camel by its bridle to the shed which it shared with my little Austin, until lately with my aunt's Morris. But this car had been stolen from her by some Anglican bishop from outside the Athenaeum Annex while she was dining there one evening with Professor Gilbert Murray and Archbishop David Matthew. On camel and car, Gothic gargoyles looked down on account of the shed being enclosed by the walls of an 18th-century folly, built out of stones from the restored Perp and Deck village church. Of this folly, a few perp arches remained, and the gargoyle faces of imps and monks. The camel, an unconverted Moslem, seemed to look at them with a sneer. I gave it a mangel wurzel for its luncheon, though it seemed to be still chewing the cud of the one it had for breakfast, and locked it in. The camel took Aunt Dot to church, but not the Austin me. My aunt was a regular churchgoer, which I was not. She was a high Anglican, not belonging, therefore, to that great middle section of the Church of England, which is said to be the religious backbone, so far as it has one, of our nation. I, too, am high, even extreme, but somewhat lapsed, which is a sound position, as you belong to the best section of the best branch of the Christian Church, but seldom attend its services. Perhaps I had better explain why we are so firmly church, since part of this story stems from our somewhat unusual attitude, or rather from my Aunt Dot's. We belong to an old Anglican family, which suffered under the penal laws of Henry VIII, Mary I, and Oliver P. Under Henry VIII, we did indeed acquire and domesticate a dissolved abbey in Sussex, but were burned, some of us, for refusing to accept the 6 points. Under Mary, we were again burned, naturally, for heresy. Under Elizabeth, we dug ourselves firmly into Anglican life, compelling our Puritan tenants to dance round maypoles and revel at Christmas, and informing the magistrates that Jesuit priests had concealed themselves in the chimney pieces of our Popish neighbours.